Welcome to the Beat Red Podcast, a show where we talk about all things embarrassing. We tell our embarrassing stories. We tell your embarrassing stories. You tell your embarrassing stories. It's embarrassing all around. We're here to laugh with you, cry with you, cringe with you, all the things. I'm Katie.
And I'm Mary Kate. Let's turn Beat Red.
How was your
How was your week?
I always say
you get
it first.
So fast and I forget. My week was good. I mean, you know, considering. I think we have to just lead with that. Just
every
considering,
single
dot, that we're living in a nightmare.
Living in a Handmaid's Tale.
I know. I went on a date with my husband last night.
Oh, that's cute.
We went to see
a Valentine's Day date.
We just went to go see the Oscar-nominated animated shorts, and they're so good. They're so cute. Oh, my gosh.
Where'd you go?
It was like being a kid again. To the Landmark.
Oh, so Landmark. Cute.
Yeah, it was great. And then we went home and, like, made dinner. It was great.
Best.
That was like the most exciting thing of my whole week.
I mean,
really looking forward to it for about 5 or 6 days.
You gotta find those joys where you can.
Yeah. What about you? How's your week?
It was good. I thought of a kind of embarrassing thing that I did. Super embarrassing, but I've done it many times before, and people have done it to me, so I'm like, whatever.
Pants someone.
I didn't pants
you
anyone.
You threw someone over a barrel that was made like a man-made barrel.
How did you guess it? I was in a thrift store where you can often find me all over.
Love it. Yes.
And I was like, oh my God, look at this Louis Vuitton bag. I did not see this when I walked past the first time.
Oh God.
And I go and I grab it. And this woman's like, that's my purse. And people have done that to me before too when I've set it down. But the way she set it on the shelf, it really looked like it was part of the display. And it looked like it was pretty empty. So I was like, well, this is probably a fake, but I'm going to just like, let's just really inspect it. And I'm like holding it up, looking at it. She's like, excuse me, can you?
She's like, are you a thief?
Can you please put my purse down?
Please.
Can you not? So I was like, oh,
that
sorry.
Is the best.
I was like, yeah, I wondered why I didn't see it
also,
when I first walked past.
Is that like a fetish or something? And why would you put it on a shelf with
I know,
purses?
It looked like it was part of the display. Because usually when I set my bag down like to try something on, I'll like hook it on the back of like a rack. But I have had people try to take my bag before and I'm like, oh, sorry.
Really? Are they like trying to steal it?
No, they think it's part. They're like, ooh, like in the store. Like
oh,
they
nice.
Think it's, you know,
you're like, oh,
it's for sale.
Like,
and
this
it's
has
not.
A cell phone in it.
It
and
is
a
vintage,
wallet.
But it's not for sale.
Right.
Yeah, so I did that. That was fun. Yeah, we had Valentine's Day. We went to dinner. We love Joselitos. That's like our favorite little Mexican spot.
Oh, nice.
We went there and
that's nice.
Yeah, it was cute. It was good. Enchilada suizas never failed me.
Delish.
They never failed me once. And they never will.
Never will.
So yeah, that
nice.
Was it. Okay, I have a surprise for you.
Oh, a surprise?
A surprise.
What do you mean?
Surprise. So this first caller, you don't know them personally, but they're actually an Instagram friend of yours.
Oh.
And they reached out to me and wanted to surprise you by coming on the show.
This is awesome, okay? Do I?
Yes.
Can you give me a hint?
He goes by Beowulf.
Wait a minute.
He has an embarrassing story to tell.
Wait a minute.
If you
like
guys have
familiar.
Heard a story from Beowulf, then you, Mary Kate told a story from Beowulf
Wait,
a long
no,
time
this
ago.
Person.
So you may remember, and you probably thought it was a fake story, but
He's
it was not.
On.
It was a real story. So let's reach
let's
out.
Get, let's talk let's, to Beowulf.
Let's talk to Beowulf right
oh
now.
Oh my goodness. This is so exciting.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh.
Is this Beowulf?
Of course it is. Who is calling for the mighty Beowulf?
Oh, my
Beowulf.
Goodness. Beowulf!
You are on the phone with Katie and Mary Kate of the Beat Red Podcast.
I cannot believe we're talking to you, Beowulf. This is the biggest surprise of my life.
It is an honor, Mary. Like, Mary. That's all. Sorry, my brain's a little scrambled.
It's okay. You probably did a lot of sword fighting up until, like, until you answered the phone.
Well, it's just the way it goes, but it's an honor, my ladies.
Oh, my goodness.
It is our pleasure. The pleasure is all
it
ours.
It is an honor. Beowulf. I can't
There's
believe it.
There's one of my friends.
And we understand that you have an embarrassing story to tell us, so we'd love to hear it.
We'd love to hear it. I cannot believe this.
Well,
awesome.
How I word this, you guys. So this is my normal tone. That was my night voice I was doing.
Wait. That wasn't your real.
Wait a minute.
No.
Wait, you live in the now? I thought we like traveled in the past.
I thought we were at a run for a second.
Medieval times. Oh my gosh. Oh, this is so cool, Beowulf. I'm still calling you Beowulf. This is so cool.
That's his name.
No worries.
Right.
So I owe you guys a story, I believe.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Let's hear it.
So I think it was 94 and 95. I was at home having lunch, and my friend calls me and says, we're going to a comic book store. Do you want to go with us? And I said, sure. Great. And I said, how long do I have to wait for them? They said, we're leaving now. We got to go now. And I'm thinking, okay, I have to finish my lunch very quickly, and I grab my money. Unfortunately, that was not a wise move to run on a full stomach to get to the store in time.
Oof. Wait a minute. This is, I like where this is going. I like where this is going. Wait, what did you eat? Can I just ask you, like, what was the feast?
I don't remember what the feast was. It was too long ago, unfortunately. Got it. I remember the year was either 94 or 95.
Okay. Oh, okay. You are going back. So yeah. You're running.
So, yep, we're running because we have to run from our house to the center of town, which is like 5-10 minutes away, give or take, with traffic.
Okay. Jeez.
So we get there. We meet with our other friends. Everything's going good. All of a sudden, I just froze in place, and I don't know what's going on with my stomach. Like, there's no gurgle. There's nothing going on, but my stomach was saying, you should not run on a full stomach.
Mm. Oh, yeah. No, I've been there for sure, where you're like, I don't know if I feel right, but I don't feel bad yet.
Exactly. So I looked at the owner and I said, can I have the key to your bathroom? He said, paying customers only, kid.
Isn't
what?
It always? That's
Are
always the case.
Are you kidding me? You're like, oh, what am I going to buy in here?
I don't have time to buy something. We don't have time for that.
Yeah.
So just before I could decide what I'm going to buy, I froze like a lava lamp. And you know how a lava lamp will shoot the lava up before it falls down to do the lovely bubble thing?
Yes, of course.
Well, it all came crashing down. I just froze in place, and unfortunately, I shit myself.
No!
If I may be so bold to ask, what kind of underwear were you wearing? Did you have shorts on or pants? How captured was it? Is what I want to know. Basically,
I was just frozen in fear. My friend comes walking over, and he's like, "Right." Then he got a whiff of what happened. I just said, I'll be right back. I ran into the back alley of the store. He followed me. He checks on me. He's like, did you just? And I'm like, my stomach was doing cartwheels, didn't make a sound, and it just oozed out like a lava lamp.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Wait, I love the image of you just like standing like a statue and shocked, right? You were shocked.
Yes.
And your friend came over. How did you get out of that?
Wait, what were you wearing, though? Did you have on pants or shorts? I need to know.
A night's outfit.
Okay, so you had pants on. So that probably helped catch it, right? Did it come out in the store at all?
No.
Oh, okay. Thank God for that. So that is a saving grace.
Like, because you really wanted those comics. I mean, were you able to buy one?
No, I did not.
Darn it!
So then we were able to go back to the front of the store. My friend went inside and said, can we use your phone? My friend, the guy said, no, I'm sorry, you can't use the phone. So then we had to walk down the street 5 minutes to the payphone at the McDonald's. And we were able to walk very carefully down there. He called his mom and she said, all right, I'll be there to get you guys in 3 minutes.
Oh, I love that mom. She is a hero. She's a true hero. But
and she let you sit in her car. Did she have a towel down? There you go.
Okay, good. Okay. Uh-huh. But what a sweet woman and what a great friend you had that took care such good care of you. I want to know who this psychopath who owned that store told you could not use the phone and or use the bathroom.
He was just saying, you know, if you're going to buy something, get something or don't get something. But
I
sorry,
would
but
tackle
only.
Him. And I would sweep the leg instantly. Wait, so then, you made it home and you felt okay? Like sure you were embarrassed.
I was embarrassed. I got home. I was beet red. But then I threw a bath and I had to get a bucket to throw the underwear out because it was completely flooded.
Oh, yeah, man. You had to like burn it.
Could you keep the pants? Did you get to keep the pants?
Like, what?
I like the details. Were they khakis?
So
they're khakis. So they're red.
Right.
Were they khakis?
I'm trying to say the past. It's the first time I ever told the story to anybody besides my friends that day.
Oh, wow.
I'm
we feel so,
so
honored.
Happy you told us.
It
Thank
happens
you.
To the best of us. As you listen to the show, you know everyone shits their pants.
It
I told
does.
My shit my pants story, I think, on the first episode. So everybody does it.
Yeah.
It's like a rite of passage. You
oh,
know?
Yeah. Everyone
you have to
does
shit
it.
Your pants.
You are connecting. You are plugging yourself into humanity when you tell these stories because everyone can relate.
Exactly.
Exactly. I agree with you guys on that one.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing
and for calling in, Beowulf. We really appreciate it.
We really do, Beowulf. Thank you. It's so great that you did this. Thank you so much. What a surprise.
Well, I told Katie we set it up for you, my friend.
Yeah. Oh, you were in on it. Oh, yes, yeah. She was. I didn't realize this. I mean, I when she started saying your name, like Beowulf, and I mean, you're an Instagram friend, I thought, oh, wait a minute now. So I'm so happy that you did this. Thank you so much for the surprise. What a great
part of the day.
Problem.
We hope you have an amazing rest of your day, Beowulf.
Yes.
You too as well, ladies.
All right.
Thank
bye-bye.
You ever so much, kind bye, sir.
No problem. Enjoy your night. I have to wait out a snowstorm that's coming in. So brave the storm.
Yeah, take it easy over there.
Yes.
No.
I will.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
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 Oh, that was a great surprise. Wow. I wish I had something to say that was like medieval times at the end of that. You know what I mean? But I don't know.
Wish
the lingo.
I had a turkey leg to eat right now.
I wish we were both eating turkey legs.
I wish I was eating a turkey leg.
That is a very funny story. He ate too much, he ran, he pooped his pants, he came back home. You know what I mean? Like that is classic. And
I wonder how old he was.
Story.
It's embarrassing at any age, but yeah.
It was like last week or something. Probably wasn't.
No, it was the 90s.
It was the 90s. That's right. It was 95. Yeah. Oh, that was such a nice treat.
That was. And do you have a story?
I do. I absolutely do. Okay.
Let's hear it.
This is from the internet and it is told by anonymous in England. So there might be an accent that pops through at a certain point. I don't know. So he writes, I was on my first day working in a prison. I was there to run therapeutic groups, and on my first day, I was to be taken around all the departments and the prison wings to see how it worked. Before this, I went to my department. My new boss asked if I wouldn't mind reaching up on top of a cupboard to get some materials, as I'm pretty tall. I stood on a box to get the extra height I needed, and when I jumped off, I split my trousers.
Oh, no.
from the belt right down through the crotch. Ooh, must have been tight pants. That's what I picture. Everyone laughed. I died a bit. As it was a prison, I couldn't just go and sneak out to get more trousers. Instead, my new boss got me some prisoners' jogging bottoms, which were very noticeable, and then made me do the tour with them on. So, like, I'm picturing, like, orange, like, scrubs, right?
Well, my first instinct was, like, the old school striped, but, yeah, it's probably
I don't even know the old school striped.
Like, you always picture, like, a prisoner, like, striped, you know what I mean? Like, the black and white stripes.
Oh, my God.
So old.
I just really love this. It's like a black and white picture.
Yeah, the black and white stripes. What I picture. Yeah, but yeah, it probably is like orange jumpsuit.
Just say orange jumpsuit.
Yeah. But that's awkward though to have that bottom
right. On. Well, then he had to take a tour. So then he wrote, cue hilarity from every person in the prison as I wandered around. What made it worse was the looks I got leaving at the end of the day. I kept getting stopped as people thought I was a prisoner trying to make a break for it.
Yeah, because you have prison clothes on.
I never lived it down. That's pretty bad.
That's
you know,
awkward.
You're wearing like a prisoner. And like all the prisoners are like, how'd you get out of there, man? You know what I mean?
I think I would have kept my split pants. Unless he had no underwear and his balls were just hanging out, then you'd have to put on.
Katie, that is a whole other set of complications.
Well, that's where I went. I'm like, if it splits down and then they just drop on
out. Tidy whiteys showing as like prisoners who were walking by prisoners. And they're like banging their mug against the,
their mug.
The jail tent.
It's like your Disney version. Yeah, like, the dog with the keys.
Yeah. The jailer's like chewing a bunch of like tobacco, just spitting it out like, oh man. Wait, you would just walk around with split pants?
I think I would. Well, I mean, I wouldn't have
your
to remember my balls hanging out, but
you keep going back to the balls.
Because think about it. Like if you split your pants, like I feel like that would be less embarrassing than putting on or less attention drawing. Unless
every time you walked, you were like, uh-huh, like checking out the outfit.
I would just take really small steps. I would just shuffle like a little penguin.
They're like, that guy's got chains on his legs. Oh my God.
It's less obvious than, you know.
Okay. I like the orange pants. I like this hot take.
I don't know. That's what I
would I wouldn't want to wear. I would love to see your face as they brought out the orange pants and you just being like, no way. Get those out of here.
Absolutely not.
My split pants will do.
I would
thank you,
sewn
sir.
Them up. You got a sewing kit? I'm just going to real fast.
You guys have a sewing kit.
Period.
You asked the jailer, like, you guys have a sewing machine?
I'm gonna take care of this.
Sewing machine in 5 minutes is all it takes.
Let's
is all
do
I
it.
Need.
Okay, I have another story.
Okay, yay.
This one comes from Ashley, and she writes, when I was in my mid-20s, I used to be a nanny. I had just been through a few rounds of interviews with a family. I'm like, you used to do that.
I do that. Yeah, I did that in my 20s too. Is this my story?
Did you write those?
I mean, is this me?
I first had a coffee meetup with the mother, then another meeting at her home, and then another where I finally met her children and husband. They offered me the job, but I ended up needing to turn it down because I got a better offer in sales. I felt bad about the effort we had both put forth and what came down to the unfortunate timing of it all. Yeah. I mean, it happens sometimes, you know?
Yeah,
things
totally
don't work out.
No.
About a week or two after I turned the job down, I had a gynecologist appointment with a new doctor. Who walks in to greet me? You guessed it.
No
the
way.
Woman I just turned down nannying for. I didn't realize because I had made the appointment months in advance and I didn't think about her last name as I had only referred to her by her first name.
Oh my God.
The first thing she said to me, extremely judgmentally, was, "So, it says here you're a former smoker." I had lied to her about smoking and she was very protective of her kids.
Ew.
So in that moment, she looked at me like I was total trash. I mean, I was for lying, but I really needed the job. So awkward.
Oh,
she was
God.
Very professional and asked if I was still comfortable with her giving me the exam, and I didn't know what to do. I agreed to just move forward at that point because I would have to reschedule otherwise.
Yeah.
I was already in the
gown. You're like in the stirrups for sure.
Still cringing.
Okay. So she could not do the job. So there's never going to be a way that they see each other again down the road.
No, she was offered the job and she got a better offer in sales.
So she decided to pivot,
yeah, you know, because most people nanning, it's not what they want to do forever.
Yeah, of course,
it's like a part-time job. So she was like, oh, I got this amazing sales position. So she went through three rounds with this woman, was like ready to, and she
kids.
Was about to do it. Yeah, like she was going to say yes, but she got this amazing job offer that came through as you know, life happens. And she turned it down. And then, but she had told this woman, no, I'm not a smoker. I've never smoked. Da, 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 da. So then she sees her past history and she's like, Sarah Snacker.
I see you used to smoke. And then it was probably not going to work out anyway with my kids because you smoked around them.
Well, she was probably so happy. She was like, I knew there was some reason. There was divine intervention that she was not for me.
She's like, what guy? What were you smoking anyway?
Yeah.
I feel like I would not feel comfortable with that woman putting her finger in my vagina.
In your bits?
No, like, I wouldn't. I would be like scared she was going to shave off all my pubic
it
hair.
It is the most vulnerable thing to have someone all up
it
in your
is
bits.
So.
And she has to just accept the fact. But I do
in
think
your bits.
I would feel so awkward in that situation too. You're already in the gown. You're already ready to go. It takes months to get a freaking appointment.
Yes.
So I probably would also be like, okay, sure. Because you know you're like, okay, I'm never coming back here, A.
Right.
B, I'm not going to nanny for her. So I wanted to see her again.
Right.
So I would probably just go through with it. But that is so awkward and uncomfortable.
That
and
is
you already feel
so
like shit because you got busted for lying, which you never thought would happen.
What if you wrote like, oh, I've been with like 600 guys. people, 600 people. It's like you just have like really let out your truth.
And then you
and
got
then
busted.
It's your boss. Your potential boss.
You got found out
that
for
is
all of
good.
It.
That is really good. I like that. That was
I know.
Good. Okay, this is from a blog, which I highly recommend. The blog is called The Girlfriend. And this is Waking Snow White. That's the name. This just happened to me today, my first day at my new job. Last night, my operating manager sent around a message saying that Friday's theme was Disney. Being the proper Disney adult that I am.
Wait, does it say what kind of job this is?
No.
Okay.
So which is kind of cool. It's like Hitchcock. You have to imagine what kind of job it would be. I'm picturing an office.
She's an electrician in a pizza slice.
She's wearing a pizza slice. I'm picturing an office, you know, to run of the mill, like, oh, Disney theme on Friday and we'll order pizza.
Yeah.
So anyway, sure, being the proper Disney adult that I am, I had my Mary Poppins Halloween costume ready to go. I marched into my new clinic. Oh, clinic. Okay, so it's a medical field.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Head held high, heart full of whimsy, to see a whole staff wearing business casual.
She's all just
Poppins.
A spoonful of sugar, helps the medicine go down. They're like, get the fuck out of here, you crazy bitch.
Katie, you have got a gorgeous voice.
Oh, yeah, that
you
was
do.
So beautiful.
That was just like impromptu and beautiful. I managed to ditch the hat and the umbrella. She had an umbrella. Leaving me in the Edwardian blouse with a red bow tie and black bottoms.
That checks out. That's cool. That works.
Is it an Edwardian bow tie?
I would have kept the hat. I mean... And the umbrella. I would have kept it all. I would have doubled down on it, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, you would just been like, look at these losers. But I don't get what the theme, meaning what, they're just going to have some like like streamers or something from
let's
Disney?
Find
okay,
out.
Let's
see
keep
what
going.
They tell us.
I spent my first day in a clinic feeling like a catering waiter, an Edwardian catering waiter, but a waiter nonetheless. She didn't mention anything about
so
why
not,
though
it was
theme.
Disney themed day.
No, I mean, maybe there was a cake. Maybe it was going to be, they're going to blast Disney tunes. Awkward. Weird.
That is weird.
Embarrassing. We I love that she was Mary Poppins. Full on Mary Poppins.
Full on Mary Poppins.
I love it.
Okay, so I have another one. This one is anonymous, and they write,
okay.
An ex-boyfriend and I visited his mother in her new one-bedroom bath apartment in D.C. I was functioning on approximately 5,000 ounces of coffee and exactly zero sleep. That is a bad combo.
That's terrible. You're a zombie.
Our relationship was already strained between the stress, the flight, the antibiotics I happened to be on, and the horrid decision to have fish at dinner. I capital W wrecked his mom's toilet, but I thought I'd handled it well. Of course, it was a door right off the main living area. My boyfriend was in a terse mood, so I used that to suggest that we go for a walk. No sooner had the door latched behind us did he turn and ask, are you okay?
Uh-oh.
I think so. Why? It smelled pretty bad in there.
That's so embarrassing.
We kept back from
That's
our
so
walk.
Embarrassing.
Just yeah, so busted. You know, oh, everybody could smell. Like, it's right there. It's right there.
Coffee, man, it'll do it to you.
We get back from our walk, and his mother had emptied an entire can of Glade spray into the apartment, which triggered an asthma attack for me.
What? This is terrible.
I still want to disappear every time I think about it.
Oh, that is so, so hard. You get an asthma attack. And what are you doing with all that Glade? Why do you need that much Glade?
Blew up the mother's bathroom. Everybody could smell it. It was horrendous. He's like, are you dying? Are you okay? What is happening? Your ass just died in there. And then she had an asthma attack in front of her.
Okay, can I ask you, what would you do? Would you ever mention that? Like if the person you were with did that, would you ever be like, are you all right? Like, you know what happened. Like, why do you need to, like, ask, you know? Like, that's
I mean, I'm pretty open, so I would be like, yo.
Like, guess what?
What happened? But also, I would not, like, it would literally suck itself back up inside of me. Like, I would not be able to go and just blow up the first time meeting your boyfriend's mom in her tiny apartment with one bathroom that's attached to the room that you guys are sitting in. There's no way. That's I couldn't hard. Do it. I would have way too much fear. It would just not even be able to come out.
I get it.
I would have to be like, you know what? I'm going to take a shower. And then I would go turn the shower on. And I would, yes.
In the drain. And you would ask for a screwdriver.
No, I wouldn't go in the drain. I would go in the toilet. But then I would go right into the shower to help mask all the smells.
Now,
and like,
do you think that would be a little bit more awkward? Just because like they
I would just feel like I've been
like,
traveling all day
because
I've been traveling all day. I feel gross. I've been traveling all day. I'm going to take a shower.
So you're like, it's so nice to meet you. And wow, what a beautiful apartment. Bye. Do you mind if I use your soap and your shampoo?
Yeah. Well, or, I don't know. Maybe they weren't staying there, I guess. They were just visiting before they went to their hotel or something.
I would, you know what I would do? I would say, oh my gosh, I left something in the car. I'll be right back. And then I would poop.
In the car.
Next to my car. I would poop, crouch down and poop next to the car.
But this is DC. It's very busy over there. It's true. Like there's people everywhere. So you don't have a lot of privacy. You definitely are going to be on a film somewhere. You can get
you're gonna
indecent
be,
exposure.
Yeah, there's going to be footage.
You can get arrested.
That's going to be, they're going to come after you for that. Okay.
So you don't have a lot
Shower
of options. I just don't think physically I could even do it. Like knowing that you can literally hear and smell everything right there.
It's like Beowulf story. Like sometimes your butt just doesn't.
It decides for you.
It decides for you. It says now's the time.
That was a bad time.
That was a bad time. I know. That's embarrassing.
That was a bad call.
That's like my worst fear, actually. We had a house that had a bathroom right outside, right off of the dining room, which is like awful, right? You like have to excuse yourself and like if you're eating and then it just was bad. So I'm pretty sensitive to that situation. Yeah. Okay.
We have like 4 minutes.
Okay.
I can
tell one.
Do you want to do one? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. This is from Sue in Connecticut, and she writes, I was at work texting my mom. My boss was texting me at the same time about an upcoming work trip. I quickly sent my mom a text about the said trip. I told her that I was dreading the trip because I felt so uncomfortable around my boss and didn't want to spend an entire day alone with her. I hit send and immediately realized it wasn't my mom on the receiving end of that text. It was my boss.
I knew where that was
going.
Can
you believe? My first instinct was to walk out of the office and never come back. My second idea was to steal my boss's phone right out of her purse. Instead, can you imagine? Instead,
if she had that option, 100%, you better do that.
Because
that was probably before the days where you can delete, you know,
right?
Messages
you send
that
it sent. And it's out.
I still don't trust that either. Like, even if it's like
deleted,
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I just don't send any as many mean texts. Instead, I walked into her office and told her I had sent her a message that was intended for someone else. She opened her phone and read the text.
Oh, God.
As I watched in horror.
No.
She's sitting there being like, I don't like spending any time with my boss. I'm dreading this trip. She's like reading that with her eyes and she's watching that happen.
No, that fucking sucks.
That's awful.
I would have definitely tried to like sneak in there and steal the like phone away and delete the text because.
If my employee comes in and is like, I sent you a text. I don't want you to read it. I'd be like, okay. And then I would read it when she wasn't in the room.
No, anyway, that's a bad bitch move, actually, to be like, okay, I'm going to read it right now. Let's just see what you had to say that was clearly about me. Yeah, I would have done that too.
We had an uncomfortable talk, but she was kind and understanding. I keep my texts short and sweet these days. That's good that they could talk about it.
Yeah, she didn't get fired.
She didn't get fired.
Because she could have been like, okay, well, you don't like spending time with me? Well, guess what?
Yeah,
now
guess what? I run the company.
Spend no time with me. You're done. Yeah. You're fired.
You're going to spend time. Get the fuck out.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
I mean, I'm sure we've all done that where you've sent a text message that was not intended for someone to someone else.
Yeah.
Like, that happens often, and that is an awkward
especially
thing.
If it's that person you were talking about.
Be impeccable with your word, people. Be impeccable with your word.
Yes, yes.
Yes. You little shit talkers.
So. You little shitty.
Okay, we have another story.
Yay!
We have another caller. Her name is Piera. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. P-I-E-R-A. And her name on Instagram is Hi Piera. H-I-P-I-E-R-A. So she is going to tell us her story.
Yay!
Hello?
Hi. Hello. Is this Piera? Am I saying that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Hi.
Yes, Piera.
You're on with Katie and Mary Kate of the V-Rap Podcast.
Hello.
Thank you for being on today. We're so excited.
Yeah, Mary Kate doesn't know your story. I do, obviously. So it's fun for her to hear it blind.
I love this so much. It's the best.
It's such a silly story. And every time I bring it up to my friends, we still crack up over it. So.
It's a classic. It's a classic.
I cannot wait. Thank you so much.
One. Of course. So I'm going to set the scene for you.
Okay.
So it's New York City, probably 2009, in this like loft apartment with very tiny, small staircases. And it's a party. I don't know many people. I know maybe two or three, but I had just thrifted, honestly, probably like Velitas, like very big, chunky platform.
Yes.
Nice.
Love that for you.
And so I was very excited to wear them. And I was like, this is a great party. Let me wear them at this party with this very long dress that I still have.
Yay.
Black dress. So I'm going there. I scope it out. I'm like, wow, this is a beautiful apartment. It's in the city. And I'm mingling with my friends and we're going up these stairs in the apartment that's like open up to, it's like the kitchen area. So it's just like very open on these very narrow staircases that go up to essentially a balcony, which is the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going up the stairs. I'm like, oh man, these are like small stairs. So I'm holding onto the railing and like kind of going up the stairs sideways because my shoes are just too big for the actual steps.
I have been there with platforms. I have so many platforms and like I have definitely had to do that.
You have to be strategic. So
you do.
I'm remembering. I'm like, okay, all right. I'm going to just go up these stairs sideways, I guess. And so an hour goes by, I'm upstairs mingling, and by the time I need to go get a drink, I have to go down the stairs. And now
least
an hour or two has passed, I completely forget about, you know, the strategy up. And so I go back down. I'm like, let me go meet my friends, go downstairs. I take one to two steps. I'm like, oh, that's right. These stairs, they're so narrow. So I then push my feet again to the side. But because my dress is so long, it gets like stuck underneath the
no.
And then, but I'm in movement, so I there's no stopping. So I'm in movement, noticing like, oh no, my dress is under my shoe. And by the time this thought is all happening, movement's happening, I trip on one of the steps.
No,
I don't want to fall, so I hold on to the railing. But because I'm now going down and there's gravity, I start to just slide step by step down the staircase.
You're tumbling down the stairs.
I'm tumbling down
no,
and like
no.
to the open room of people below.
No, 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 no.
I'm I'm like, oh no, but like, this train's not stopping. I'm flying down to like the bottom. And then maybe there were two steps where I got to like walk it off. And so I kind of looked around and I'm like, well, maybe nobody noticed because it's like, it's a dark party. There's music. You're like,
they saw you stumble in.
I kind of cower over to my friends. I get to the kitchen finally. I'm like, did you guys see that? And they're like, yeah, we saw the whole thing happen. But, you know, it's fun because at the end of the night, like throughout the night, everyone was like, you're that girl that fell, but like would give me a cheers. So it's a very funny way to make friends.
It honestly came full around. I thought, I mean, I always get so scared when people fall down the stairs. I'm like, this is going to you're going to be like a rag doll, and like hit your head on the banister and like get amnesia when you wake up in the hospital. Like, but you just stumbled into this party.
I mean, I probably had lots of bruises on my bum, but like,
Did you have a drink in your hand?
Yeah. I was one of those things where like the drink, you're trying to save the drink. So like the hand goes up as you're sliding down.
So you basically just went bum, 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 bum on your butt, like with your drink held in the air. It's so funny.
I love that. And so people at the party are just like casually looking over and that's how you enter. I feel like it's a good look. I think it's like you made a wave, you know, you were different. That is so funny. And I could totally picture that outfit too, by the way. Like, I'm so,
you looked amazing. So
you killed it.
I did.
Yeah.
I love it.
That is awesome. Thank you so much for telling us.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Of course.
Have a great rest of your day.
Bye. Yay.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay. I have one last story. Mm-hmm. It's what I did last week because it was so fun. I went back and I typed in AI like, hey, what is an embarrassing story that saved someone's life? Okay.
You did it again?
I did it again.
So, saving someone's life again?
Uh-huh. And AI came up with this title, The Public Singing Disaster.
Did it again.
I like love doing it. It's every time there's something new that pops up that's so funny. So AI wrote, a person known for their terrible singing voice decided to belt out a song in a karaoke bar. Their off-key performance drew attention from a nearby
every
bartender.
Karaoke bar.
So seriously.
Everywhere.
Their off-key performance drew attention from a nearby bartender who noticed a patron choking on food and was able to perform the Heimlich maneuver, saving their life.
Wow. So her terrible singing voice.
So she decides that night is the night to sing I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. And I guess the person right next to her started choking on their food. It was so bad. And the bartender, maybe he never looks up ever. Maybe he's just like that stoic bartender, like cleaning up barf. Looks up and is like, what the? This sounds terrible.
It's normally like American Idol in here.
Seriously.
It should be the opposite. Someone had such an incredible voice that he looked up because everybody's bad in karaoke bar.
I know. And then he sees this person choking and saves their life.
How bad did I have to be from the look up?
It must have been really bad. Like, it was bad. Like your ears can't take it.
Bleeding. And
his ears are bleeding onto the bar.
But she wasn't even embarrassed because she thought she sounded good.
And she kept singing while this person was joking. So that's embarrassing even
she's
in itself.
She's also like a pretty shitty person.
She's like an asshole.
But she saved a life.
But yeah, AI, thank you. Thank you for that
How
embarrassing
to
story
save
that never happened.
A life. Okay. bringing it all around.
Yes.
Bad songs. I think that's it.
That's
our show.
That's our show.
We did it.
Yes. Thank you.
We hope you loved it. If you did, if you even liked it, just tell a friend.
And also write us a review.
Just like tell someone, okay?
Please.
Tell your friends. Write reviews. Give us that five stars.
Give us five stars.
Give us that five stars. Give us that five stars. We can make you look up from a karaoke bar because we're singing so bad. Give us five stars.
Katie, I love it. Yes. If
we're
you
delirious
want a full,
today.
Full song, next time, write us a review. We will.
Delirious. And we will sing
get rap, after it.
Sing rap badly for you. No, but for real, yeah, go write us a review.
Do that, please.
If you have a story that you turn to Beat Red from and you would like to share with us, please email us at beatredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to buy us a coffee, go to our Patreon page, which is listed in our show notes.
And if you
can't beat them, no, you do it too. Let's do it together, ready? And if you can't beat them, join them.
See you next week.